This is sort of the first time I've chimed in since the news about RFK Jr. being appointed Health and Human Services Secretary. And I have a lot I could say about this. And I'm working on updating my map in terms of looking at the Making America Healthy Again platform. But I got another email inquiry today that's another, like, wrong tool question. And I just wanted to sort of point out how people's consciousness is being templated. And again, I'm not saying that my analysis is necessarily the correct one. It's just I'm consistent with my analysis. And if you want to come to me with a question, have it be relevant to the lens that I use in looking at this system, not some other random lens. And so this one was about, like, how do you have proof that Bobby is going to implement carbon nanosensors? Now, wrong tool. If you want to talk about carbon nanosensors, I mean, find the biodigital convergence people, or find Sabrina Wallace, or find Alana Freeland, or something like that. I've talked about nanotechnology in the past. I'm starting to walk back that, because the more I look into sort of the natural capacity of the human body and our networked intelligence, the more I think that the nanotech conversation may be a certain kind of red herring in the mix. And it's not my main focus. My main focus has been, along with others that I've collaborated with, is about impact finance, social impact finance, right? Because that's where I came in the door long before the lockdowns, was about pay for success finance and data-driven investing and what works, evidence-based government. And that started, I mean, the tentacles of it, now that I understand more that it's connected to second order cybernetics and complexity and autopoiesis, you know, it starts back at least as early as the MACI conference, but really kicked off in a big way in around 2008 with Sir Ronald Cohen in the UK. And the person who brought social impact investing to the United States was Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. And this image that I am showing here in the background is from 2008, which is right around the same time that impact finance started to come on the scene in a big way. And it is a fundraiser with NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council, where Bobby Kennedy was the lead lawyer for many, many years. It's an environmental organization that is funded by many of the major donors that are pursuing educational technology and social impact finance, among other things, including the Rockefeller brothers. And the honoree at this gala, NRDC's 10th annual gala called Forces of Nature, is the co-honorees were Michael Bloomberg and Bank of America for environmental leadership. And Bank of America is another financial institution that's heavily involved in pay-for-success finance. And so I would much rather be talking about than bio-nanosensors, which in some ways I feel like is the fluoride conversation. It's like, here, let me give you some low-hanging fruit that keep everybody busy and pointing fingers and making no progress. Meanwhile, we're developing the cybernetic infrastructure to create this Gaia Noosphere consciousness computer, right? And that is going to be run in part, in my opinion, on blockchain electronic health records. And when you see Michael Bloomberg there, he was the UN ambassador not only for climate, but also for preventable disease for the World Health Organization. So that means chronic illness, which is exactly what Bobby's doing with his Make America Healthy Again. It's managing chronic illness. And so many of these social impact bonds are targeting chronic illness like obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, all of which involve behavior modification, management of food systems and diet, and continuous glucose monitoring. And these are all suited to wearable technology and remote patient monitoring and connected to these investment vehicles in social impact bonds. And this has been being set up for a very long time. In fact, I did a talk with CRG in the fall of 2021, I believe it was, maybe even earlier than that, where I essentially laid out, I said, you know, in the future, in the not too distant future, my conjecture is that we will get single payer Medicare and everyone will get a health savings account and it will all be on blockchain, electronic health records, again, promoted by Zeke Emanuel, who's tied to Penn, and people will be made available alternative health choices, and that will all go on blockchain. All of that data will go on blockchain, and these blockchain systems will essentially create the digital health twins. And so you'll have, you know, including mental health, because also clearly Bobby is working in the addiction and mental health space, another huge social impact bond area. And so this image of Kennedy and Bloomberg is central to everything I've been talking about, and Jason and Leo and Raul and Steffers and Sean and Lynn and, I mean, all of us for these many years, is that this is what's coming, is managed wellness. Managed wellness under the banner of personalized health, remote monitoring, Internet of Things, blockchain records, digital twins, and optimization at a social level, and AI machine learning on this health data, which you can probably create a revenue stream on your health data, and that's where Nicole Shanahan comes in and her AI machine learning. And all of this was really pioneered very much in the Israeli health system, which is socialized medicine, and that work has already been done, and clearly we know where Bobby stands in that relationship, right? And so I don't care to talk about some random conversation about Bobby and bio-nanosensors. Yes, he's working in carbon. If you look at America, Make America Healthy Again, two of the platform things are regenerative agriculture, which is Nicole's soil health, right? And also environmental habitat protection. Well, you know, again, I care about the environment, but that doesn't belong in a Make America Healthy Again environmental protection unless what you're looking at is tokenizing the environment and tokenizing us within, embedded within an environment, right? This goes back to the 70s and UNESCO and Man and the Environment. There's a signal, the embedment of us in our context is the signal that's all going on the permanent ledger for parsing all of our qualia, all of how we experience life from our perspective. And that's happening under the optimization of What Works Government, which is what Bloomberg pioneered. And again, he comes out of Johns Hopkins, which is, you know, the first sort of public health hospital funded by the Rockefellers. And his focus is data analytics. And, you know, not to mention his, you know, European headquarters in the city of London on the top of a Mithraic temple. You know, there's stuff that's going on and it's not all esoteric, but I've been trying to sort of bring people's attention to public interest technology, the commoning, right? Bloomberg was a major force behind the creation of Cornell Technion on Roosevelt Island that is bringing, small data, Deborah Estrin's small data lab, where she came out of UCLA and she was a central person in the creation of the Internet of Things. And this small data lab with, I'm trying to think his name is maybe Josh Shapiro and WellCoin, giving you tokens for wellness behaviors and creating online shopping carts that track your habits. And again, not to control you like a puppet, but to feed into this complex emergent behavior, to put you on teams, to set up the social prescribing systems that are very central to these social impact bond systems. And now the social impact bonds have even extended to the elderly and to loneliness social impact bonds. And Robert Bosnack, the virtual reality Asclepian healing cave guy, you know, protege of James Hillman and soul alchemy, he's working with his son on Attune Media, which is to give you AI chatbots to prevent loneliness, which would totally dovetail into all of the impact bond space. But no one's talking about that. No one's talking. Very few people during the lockdowns ended up talking about Michael Bloomberg. You know, it's been a long time since I've talked about Michael Bloomberg, but I'd far more like to unpack this system of impact finance, social cybernetics, cyber physical systems, the noosphere, right? The connection between Bobby and the San Patrignano model recovery centers and archetypal Jungian psychological treatment programs tied to soil and permaculture. These are all things I'd much rather talk about than, hey, can you tell me about Bobby and carbon biosensors, right? I'd rather talk about Regen, right? And the Great Barrington Declaration and the Schumacher Institute and Lindisfarne and where things are coming from with Humanity Cash and community banking, right? All of the things that have been set up, Bitcoin as an evolutionary system, right? A human optimization system. These are all the things that the Bobby-funded influencers have offered you on a silver platter, right? Here are the things to think about. When are we going to talk about continuous blood glucose monitors and Esther Dyson and ways to wellness and managed wellness as the next system, right? Your participation in a participatory universe, right? How you manage your gut health, what the choices you make in your alternative health treatments, how you're going to work with your biofield tunings and your acoustic forks and all of these things, your shamanic practices that are all going to go on your electronic health record and then be used for data mining by AI systems in terms of managing this emergent superorganism and all the little holons that go into that. And so I can't hold your hand any more than what I'm doing. I've made the information available. I've laid out how I think about it. And again, at the end of the day, my lens might not be the most useful lens. This may end up the well coin and managed wellness behaviors and obesity and heart management and addiction management. Maybe you'll just say, I don't care about that. What I really care about is whatever the next titillating topic is that comes through the social media feeds that, you know, it's like squirrel, like, you know, the dog, like squirrel, you know, you can just focus there and that's what gives you your little adrenaline rush. And if that's it, then that's fine. This isn't the channel for you. I'm not the tool you ask for when you want to ask that question. So like have enough wherewithal in your being to realize you need to go somewhere else. It's an insult to me. It's an insult to all of the work that myself and my colleagues have been doing around these core issues that continuously disregarded to bother me with this. And if you want to be one of those people that says, oh, you're insulting people by being direct with them, that's fine. I'm not here to make friends and influence people. I'm really not. I'm here to document my own journey and be there for the people who find that this journey helps resonate with theirs and informs the direction they're taking. But I'm not selling anything. I'm not trying to make you think the way I think. I'm just saying don't bother me with your bullshit. It's just not helpful. So be in your story. Be in that story. That's not the story that I'm pursuing. I have a lot of other work to do. So I'm in the process of revisiting my prior work on Bobby and tokenization of the environment and, you know, again, his connections to Vantage Point Capital Partners and their investment in a lot of stuff around clean tech and the alt health space and the alternative energy spaces. And that's all going to be tokenized, right? But you don't need to frame it within a nanobiosensor to make that important, right? The free markets and energy that Bobby was pushing have far more to do with the noosphere than a nanobiosensor. You don't need that. And clearly that narrative is set up to have all of the alt health people sell you a protocol, a nutraceutical, something to help you detox from that, which is going to be just as compromising as all of the other stuff. So I don't know. There's no easy solution, but anyway, I'm going to go do some quilting today and just maybe try to process the ineffectualness of all of this online social media communication because people are only going to hear what they want to hear, right? And stuff like this, like managing your microbiome through food systems and how it relates to, you know, me trying to get fuel points on my Kroger loyalty program card to like live on a budget and get my digital deal that I have to have an app for to like scan the QR code. It's all of that, right? It's all of those boring ass things about like your grocery store app and you know, Whole Foods and John Mackey and conscious capitalism and integral wisdom and the human potential movement, all these things that clearly nobody wants to talk about. So I'm just going to go off and make my own maps for my own personal insights and leave you with this image of Bobby and Bloomberg and have you think once again about impact finance and tokenization and those tokens not just being for some sort of carbon trading green narrative, but actually being the signal that coordinates the holons and the emergent tissues of this noetic superorganism that, in my opinion, is going to use our heart, our entrained hearts and our soul space to access the quantum field for some computational purpose, collective computational purpose in smart Gaia-opolis cities. You know, it's ridiculous. But there we have it, folks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.